我们看见。
Malachi shows us.
自从人从巴比伦回来以后。
After people came back from Babylon,
那就是撒迪教会的情形。
It was the condition of Sardis.
那就是腓立帖腓教会的情形。
It was the condition of Philadelphia.
那就是老底家的情形。
And the condition of Laodicea.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马拉基书的时候，
when you read Malachi,
你就看见说，其中一部分指着主耶稣第一次再来，那就指着犹太教怎么形成。
Part of it refers to how Judaism was formed before the Lord's first coming.
这里也告诉我们说，在我们的主第二次回来以前。
But before the Lord's second coming,
基督教是怎么形成？
It also shows us how Christianity will be formed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们现在回到马拉基书，
When we return to Malachi,
你看见神说话，
You see that God spoke,
人也说话，
And people spoke too.
这就是神学。
This is theology.
明白吗？如果神说我曾爱你，
If God said I have loved you,
我们没有话说，
We have nothing to say.
弟兄姊妹，除了神说话，我们还敢说什么？
If God speaks, how do we dare to say anything?
为什么在腓推亚推拉？为什么在啊推亚推拉教会
？In Thyatira.
为什么有耶西别的教训
？Where did the teaching of Jezebel come from?
耶西别的教训的教会说话。
Because the doctrine, the church, the doctrine of Jezebel spoke.
本来教会只有基督的话。
Originally, the church only had the word.
如果要说话，因为基督说话。
If anyone speaks, it's because Christ.
因为元首说话。
The head spoke.
现在呢，除了基督说话之外
，But now, instead of just Christ,
教会也起来说话。
The church has also spoken.
你读圣经
，If you read the Bible,
你不知道玛利亚什么时候升天的。
You don't know when Mary went to heaven.
但如果教会说话的话
，But if the church spoke,
你知道玛利亚是哪一天升天的
？You know which day Mary ascended to heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马拉基书的时候
，So when you read Malachi,
你看见神说话。
You see, God spoke.
那些所谓爱主的，所谓回到耶路撒冷，他们也说话。
Those who supposedly loved the Lord also spoke.
他们不是代表巴比伦的人。
They don't represent those in Babylon.
他们是代表从马丁路德改革回来以后的这一班人。
They represent those who came back after Martin Luther.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看见当初犹太教怎么形成。
So when you consider how Judaism was formed,
你就知道基督教是怎么形成。
You also know how Christianity was formed.
所以现在我们来看。
So now let's take a look.
到底在马拉基书里面。
In Malachi,
神怎么说话
？How did God speak?
人又怎么说话
？And how did people speak?
现在就给我们看见教会真的落到老底家的光。
And it shows us that the church has fallen into the condition.
特别主要回来以前。
Especially before the Lord returns.
因为老底家教会乃是末世的教会。
Because Laodicea is the church of the end times.
他们最靠近、最靠近主回来。
They are closest to the Lord's return.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要问一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, we ask.
根据圣经的预言跟预表。
According to Bible prophecy.
到底在主回来以前。
Before the Lord returns.
教会的光景是什么样的？
What is the condition of the church?
我们听说马老底家。
We have heard of Laodicea.
也不冷也不热。
It is neither warm nor cold.
我们没有想到就在我们的眼前。
And we didn't realize that it is before our eyes.
现在我们要问说。
But now we ask.
我们是不是不冷不热？
Are we neither hot or cold?
也许我们是热的。
Perhaps we are hot.
我们看见别冷不冷不冷，别人不冷不热。
We see that other people are neither hot nor cold.
那也许你是腓立帖腓，他是老底家。
Perhaps you are Philadelphia and they are Laodicea.
但是不管怎么样。
Regardless.
现在我们要问。
We ask.
主既然说不冷不热。
Because God said you are neither hot nor cold.
现在到底是什么意思？
So what does that mean?
因为老底家的人。
Because the people of Laodicea.
他以为他是富足。
They thought they were rich.
所以他说我是富足的。
So they said we are rich.
结果主怎么说？
And what did God say?
你是贫穷瞎眼可怜。
You are poor, wretched, and blind.
所以他们一定反驳说。
So they definitely.
我们在哪里贫穷？
So then they reply, where are we poor?
我们在哪里瞎眼呢？
Where are we blind?
你明白吗？所以现在很清楚的。
So now it's very clear.
为什么人呢和神辩论呢
？So why do people have an argument with God？
这就证明说，老底家的光景。
This shows us that the condition of Laodicea
跟神眼中教会的光景并不一样。
Is already different from the condition in the eyes of God.
这叫什么
？What is that？
这就是着迷。
This is called being obsessed.
教会对自己着迷。
The church is obsessed with itself.
一个着迷的人
，an obsessed person，
他是看不见亮。
They can't see light.
他以为自己很富足。
They thought that they are rich.
他以为自己并不瞎眼，并不贫穷。
They thought that they are not poor and they are not blind.
神说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
But God said that you are poor and you are blind.
神一定比你看得更清楚。
God definitely sees more clearly than you.
你说不
？Will you say no?
神说了，我也还要说。
If God speaks, I.
我对我自己是满意的。
I am satisfied with myself.
为什么？因为不止现在有人。
Because now there are not just people.
而且很多的人。
There are many people.
今天在美国, 2000人以上的聚会, 就叫做mega church.
In the U.S., a mega church has over 2,000 people.
所以像这样的mega church 不知道有多少啊。
And we don't know how many mega churches there are.
看人, 没有人比他们更多。
If you look at people, they have the most.
他们的确讲圣经。
They indeed speak the word of God.
弟兄姊妹, 现在不要忘。 不管这个基督教是圣殿的模式还是会堂的模式。
So brothers and sisters, regardless if it is the form of the temple or the form of the
synagogue,你看见说那个已经形成。You
see that it has already become a
religion.所以你不只看见撒底教会。You
don't just see
Sardis.你也看见老底家教会。You
also see
Laodicea.同时，当然你也看见得胜者的护照，那就是腓立特菲教会。And
you also see Philadelphia, the call of the overcomers.
So when
we read Malachi,
我想我们需要从主的话里面。We
have to look in the word of God.
我们能明白过来。That
we can understand.
到底在主回来以前。Before
the Lord returns.
教会会落到一个什么样的光景。What
kind of condition will the church fall into?
那昨天晚上我们说过。Last
night we said.
神说我曾经爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
他们说,
they said, how have you loved us?
如果你爱我们,
if you loved us,
为什么有巴比伦?
Why was there Babylon?
如果你爱我们,
if you loved us,
我们为什么被掳到巴比伦?
Why were we taken captive to
Babylon? 如果你爱我们,
if you loved us, we should stay in Jerusalem.
你为什么这样把我们抛到遥远的地方?
Why did you send us to afar?
巴比伦也征服过叙利亚。
Babylon also took over Syria. Babylon has also taken over Egypt. Why were the people of Syria and Egypt not taken away from their homes? So God, why did you treat us this way? God said, I have loved you. They said, but how have you loved us? Thank the Lord. Now God will open our eyes. That is the love of choosing.
雅各蒙拣选是没有条件。Jacob
was chosen without any requirements.
但是我们的主就是无缘无故地看上雅各。But
God decided to look upon Jacob.
你这虫雅各。Though
you are a worm, Jacob.
我们的神有意思要把毛毛虫变成一只蝴蝶。Our
God has the purpose of changing the caterpillar into the butterfly.
这就是爱。This
is love.
你怎么知道是爱?
How do you know this is love?
爱就证明说你仍旧在他的手里。Love
shows that we are in his hands.
他当初没有拣选以东。He
did not choose Edom.
所以后来以东荒凉。So
later Edom became desolate.
神就让他永远荒凉。And
God let it remain desolate forever.
但是为什么以色列人70年他们要回来。But
why did the Israelites come back after 70 years?
为什么他们的脚站在耶路撒冷呢?
Why did their feet stand in Jerusalem?
因为神给他们回头的。
Because God gave them the grace to return. God gave them another opportunity. God healed their sickness. They used to worship idols. Now they don't. God brought them back to Jerusalem. And God gave them the grace of coming back. Because God's grace has no regrets. If God loves us once, he loves us forever. God loves us with an eternal love.
弟兄姊妹,明白吗?这些人误会神的爱。These
people misunderstood God's love.
然后下面神怎么说呢?
What did God say after?
藐视我们的祭司啊,万军之耶和华对你们说,儿子尊敬父亲,仆人尊敬主人,我既为父亲,尊敬我的在哪里?我既为主人,敬畏我的在哪里?
A son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect, says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? Isn't this amazing? These people came back to Jerusalem. They should have learned to fear the Lord. What God says can't be wrong. God won't misunderstand
people.
God won't falsely accuse you for doing something. If God says that you have not despised his name, then you did. But they had no feeling.
他们觉得他们从来没有做过这个事。
They felt that they had never done this.
所以他们说，我们在什么事上藐视你的名呢？
So they asked, how have we despised your name?
你拿一点给我看看，你点出来给我看看。
So show me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是老底家教会的情形。
So this is the condition of Laodicea.
这就是末世教会的情形。
This is the condition of the end church.
然后第七节。
In verse 7.
你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上。且说我们在何事上污秽你呢?
You are presenting defiled food upon my altar, but you say, how have we defiled you?
因为你们说神的桌子是可以藐视的。
In that you say the table of the Lord is to be despised.
你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的、有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他岂喜悦你，岂能看你的情面吗？
But when you present the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Why not offer it to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly?
这些的事在巴比伦是没有的。
These things did not exist in Babylon.
因为巴比伦没有圣殿。
Because there was no temple in Babylon.
巴比伦也不会有献祭的祭司。
And there were no priests doing sacrifice in Babylon.
就是因为他们回到耶路撒冷。
But they came back to Jerusalem.
就是因为他们顺服神。
They obeyed God.
就是他们被神呼召回到耶路撒冷。
They were called by God back to Jerusalem.
所以有了圣殿。
So then there was a temple.
所以有了祭司。
Then there were the priests.
但是弟兄姊妹，神说，如果要献祭，应该是没有瑕疵的。
But God said that you should offer a sacrifice without blemish.
结果他们把瞎眼的、瘸腿的献上。
But they presented the blind and the lame.
这些羊、这些祭牲是有瑕疵的。
So these sacrifices were imperfect.
他们献上的，他们没有感觉。
And when they offered it, they had no feeling.
当然没有感觉。
Of course not.
现在是物资缺乏的时候。
Now is a time where they lacked necessities.
能献献牛献羊已经太好太好。
Isn't it good enough that we can just offer lambs?
过去所罗门做王的时候。
When Solomon was king.
他只要把国库一打开，牛和羊，没有瑕疵的牛和羊就源源不断就来。
You could find the spotless lambs and the oxen from his treasury.
但是现在怎么？现在怎么可能还能献上没有瑕疵的羊
？But now, how can we offer the perfect lamb?
所以不要忘记，所谓的神学
，so theology，
到了应用的时候，马上就转弯。
When it is used, it immediately changes.
明白吗？所以很清楚的，主就提醒他们。
So God reminded them.
不管怎么样
，that no matter what，
当你献上瞎眼的、瘸腿。
When you present the blind and the lame,
你就等于把污秽的食物献上。
You are offering defiled food.
为什么
？Why?
因为你们说耶和华的桌子是可以藐视。
In that you say the table of the Lord is to be despised.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是很奇妙的预言。
But this is an amazing prophecy.
你如果再读下去
，If you keep reading,
你看见神是怎么说的
？You see what God said.
我们好不好再读下去
？Let's keep reading.
第九节
Verse 9.
现在我劝你们恳求神。
But now you will not entreat God's favor.
他好施恩于我们。
That he may be gracious to us.
这望见的事既有你们经手，你岂能看你们的情面吗？
With such an offering on your part, will he receive any of you kindly?
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Says the Lord of hosts.
下面完全叫人跌破眼镜。
And this causes you to be completely shocked.
如果不是神自己说的。那弟兄姊妹，没有一个人敢相信这个话。
If God did not say that himself, no one would believe it.
如果不是神说的
，If God did not say,
所以犹太教里面护卫犹太教都要起来保护犹太教。
All who are in Judaism will try to protect themselves.
所以第十节怎么说
？So what did verse 10 say?
第十节代表神的愿望。
This is God's hope.
在旧约你看见有祭物。
You see that there are sacrifices in the Old Testament.
而那个祭物是残缺的祭物。
And those sacrifices are imperfect.
只有一个祭物是没有残缺。
Only one is not.
只有耶稣基督是没有残缺。
Only Jesus has no imperfection.
他是无瑕无疵的羔羊。
He is the perfect spotless lamb.
他献上。
He was offered.
当然就完全的献上。
Of course he was completely offered.
所以明白吗，弟兄们，在旧约。
So in the Old Testament.
你怎么献都是没有瑕疵。
No matter,
都是有瑕疵。
No matter how you offer it, it is imperfect.
比起主耶稣的无瑕无疵来说
，When you compare it to God's perfection, the Lord Jesus,
所有的牛和羊都是有瑕疵。
All lambs and all oxen are imperfect. And this is why the Lord came to earth. When you read the Gospels, no matter where he went, the lame or the blind, because our Lord was complete. Only when a perfect Lord walks in the midst of imperfect people does it show the tragedy of humanity. So now God has a hope. Now, if you want to protect Judaism, if you are a rabbi, you say that this verse can't be in the Bible. This can't be God's expectation. Because God had the same desire as Moses.
So verse
10. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the gates, that you might not uselessly kindle fire on my altar. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from you. In the Jews, who would dare shut the gates to the temple? Who would say that they don't like these sacrifices? Now the temple doors must be closed. The Old Testament must be ended. Because the spotless Lamb of God will appear and be hung on the cross. And then you know what the Lord's table is. In the New Testament, when we break bread and remember the Lord, according to 1 Corinthians 11, we are eating the Lord's Supper. When we read 1 Corinthians 10, we come before the Lord's table. Brothers and sisters, there is only one table that the Lord desires. No one can despise it. In the Old Testament, someone despised the Lord's table. Because that altar was God's table. But what is the real table? When we gather together on Sundays, you see the bread and the cup. The bread represents the body of Christ. And the cup represents the blood of Christ. You see that the body and the blood are separated. So this represents the death of Christ. And of course it represents the perfect sacrifice that was offered once. That is the Lord's table. So what did the Lord say? I wish that you would close the doors to the temple. But which Jewish person would dare close the doors? Thank the Lord that when he was hung on the cross, amazingly, the Old Testament passed away. The rituals of the Old Testament passed. If you keep reading, I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from you. And the Lord of hosts says, from the rising of the sun even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations.
But
it says in all nations. Among all the nations. And in every place, incense is going to be offered to my name.
献洁净的供物因为我的名在外邦人中
and a grain offering that is pure, for my name will be great among the nations. This is completely different from what Moses thought. It is completely different from what the Jewish rabbis would have thought. Who would dare say this? God did it. Indeed, today, from the rising of the sun even to its setting, each time we break bread and remember the Lord, the Lord's name is great among all the Gentile nations. No matter where you are, you see the Lord's table. Now you don't go to Jerusalem. It's very clear. This part of the Bible is fulfilled.
从主耶稣第一次来到主耶稣第二次。
From the Lord's first coming to his second coming.
感谢赞美主。等到太阳公义太阳升起的时候。
When the sun of righteousness finally rises up.
你看见从日出之处到日落之处。
You see, from the rising of the sun to its setting.
你怎么知道日出之地啊？太阳一定升起来才有日出之地。
You see the rising of the sun.
本来这个地是黑暗的。
The land used to be in darkness.
在旧约的时候，那个地是黑暗。
In the Old Testament, the land was in darkness.
他们是等候公义的太阳出来。
They awaited the rising of the sun
of righteousness.
公义的太阳出
来，你才有日出啊。
And when the sun of righteousness appears, you see the sunrise and the sunset.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在明白。
So now do you understand?
今天我们擘饼纪念主的时候。
Today when we break bread and remember the Lord.
我们在各处烧香。
We are
烧香就是祷告，烧香就是祷告的意思。
Incense represents prayer.
献上洁净的供物。
And a pure grain offering.
感谢主，我们都是祭司。
Thank the Lord, we are all priests.
我们今天不会再带，我们不会再带牛和羊来。
We no longer bring oxen and sheep.
那是旧约的工作。
That is the Old Testament.
因为主耶稣一次永远为我们挂在十字架上。
Because our Lord was hung on the cross once and for all.
所以现在我们只能献上一个祭物，是没有血的。
So now we can only offer a sacrifice without blood.
那就是大卫给我们的颂赞的祭。
And it is the offering of praise that David gave us.
所以颂赞的祭就是洁净的供物。
And that is the pure grain offering.
因为我的名在外邦中必尊为大。
For my name will be great among the nations.
为什么名尊为大呢？
Why is his name magnified?
因为他在外邦人中间要得着赞美。
Because he will receive praise among the Gentiles.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
在神的心目中只有一个桌子。
In God's will, there is only one table.
那个桌子是没有人可以玷污的。
And no one can despise that table.
神说了。
God said.
人也说。
People also spoke.
这个时候，神不知不觉就把他的心意透露出来。
But this time, God revealed his heart.
然后到了第十二节。
And verse 12.
你们却亵渎我的名说，耶和华的桌子是污秽的，其上的食物是可以藐视。
But you are profaning it in that you say the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit,
你如果再读下去了,
its fruit is to be despised. If you keep reading,
你就读到第二章,
you read chapter 2.
读到第二章就讲了众祭司,
and chapter 2 speaks of all the priests.
这些人是回到耶路撒冷,
these people have returned to Jerusalem.
那祭司不光是来到神面前,
the priests don't just come before God's face.
祭司不光是献祭,
they don't just offer sacrifices.
而且这里很明显给我们看。
This shows us,
如果他们曾经被掳,
if they haven't taken captive,
再回来祭司就不光是祭司。
When they come back, the priests aren't just priests.
如果当我们读第九节的时候, 第七节的时候,
when we read verse 7,
祭司的嘴里长存知识, 人也当由他口中寻求律法。
For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth.
所以请记得, 每一个回来的祭司都应该像以斯拉。
So please remember that every priest who returns should be like Ezra.
是一个伟大的文士，也是伟大的祭司。
Should be a great scribe and a great priest.
所以我们从以斯拉的手里口里。
So from the words of Ezra.
我们知道知识。
We know knowledge.
我们从他的口中，我们也寻求律法。
And from his words, we can seek the law.
我们就明白神的话。
And then we understand the word of God.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately.
为什么这些祭司被众人藐视呢？
Why were these priests despised?
按理来讲，这些人是读圣经的人。
These people read the Bible.
按理来，这些人是把人带到神面前的人。
These people should have brought people to God.
这样的人当然被人尊敬才对。
These people should be honored by the people.
难道你一定要加上 reverend 这几个字才叫人尊敬吗？
Do you have to add the words reverend so that people revere them?
很多地方一定要加上 reverend 才叫人尊敬。
A lot of places people add the word reverend so that people honor
them. 今天你没有 reverence， 别人仍旧尊敬你。
And but today, when you don't have the title reverend, people should still honor you. Because there's knowledge in your words.
你当你讲知识的时候,
and when you speak of knowledge,
不是把人带到你面前,
it doesn't bring people before you.
给人看见你多有学问,
it doesn't show people how scholarly you are.
你是不知不觉把人带到神面前,
but instead, you bring people before God.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是祭司应该做的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what a priest should do.
但是很可惜,
but unfortunately,
当祭司读圣经,
when the priest read the Bible,
当祭司解释圣经,
when the priest explained the Bible,
有的因为他们失败,
some failed,
有的因为要讨好那些百姓们,
some wanted to find favor among the people,
你慢慢就看见在解释这件事情上慢慢他们就转弯,
And you see that they gradually changed in this issue of interpretation. They had received strict training.
他们知道怎么，不管怎么样。
They knew that whatever happened.
你如果讲到这一半的这件事情，有这一段圣经。
If you spoke of a certain matter, there was a word of God.
但是在神学里面，你知道有的人怎么播这一段圣经。
And you know how people explain this passage in seminaries.
讲的同性恋好像全部圣经只有六处圣经。
So for example, the issue of homosexuality, there seems to be only six verses. But actually, there aren't just six verses. But some people just say there are only six. So you don't have to worry about it. If you read these six verses carefully, and you see that it's different, doesn't this show us that some priests have fallen?
这不是告诉我们是有的圣经学者跌倒了吗?
Doesn't it show us that some Bible scholars have fallen?
一般的人落在罪里面，他们根本不知道，他们还是觉得罪是罪呀。
A group of people fell into sin and didn't realize that sin is sin.
他们就要躲在柜子里面的。
They just hide behind the closet.
他们从来没有觉得是一件荣耀骄傲的事情啊。
They never thought that this is a glorious thing.
但是不要忘记，因为有祭司，有学者。
But because there are priests, because there are scholars.
他们也落到罪的捆绑里。
They were also bound by sin.
他们不能够自拔,
they couldn't free themselves. So either they are dealt with by the cross,
从里面彻底地蒙拯救,
and they are saved within.
要么一种其他完全被罪人所奴隶,
or they can be a complete slave to sin.
他不是他自己的,
they aren't themselves.
那怎么办呢?
So what do you do?
良心一直不平安呢?
Their conscience is not peaceful. Each time they preach, they are not peaceful. All the time, every time they help others, they don't have peace. So how do you give them peace in their conscience? So let's reread these six verses. So today there are the liberal denominations. They don't even believe the Bible.
所以如果哪一段 怎样怎样的话，那你有过圣经知识，你知道这是新派的人讲。
So you know that some things are spoken by the liberals.
平常新派的人讲，你不注意。
Usually you don't pay attention to them.
你自己跌倒了以后。
But after you have fallen.
哎，你觉得很有道理啊。
Then you feel that what they spoke makes sense.
你觉得六个地方，我们可以把它解释到一个地步，好像不是罪啊。
So you see that these six verses, you can explain it in a way that it's not sin.
如果你有办法把这些律法把它变扭曲了。
If you're able to adjust these verses, then your conscience has peace. And if your conscience has peace, that means this isn't sin. So at first you understood. Some brothers and sisters did not know that you were in sin.
And
then they say, according to the Bible, this isn't necessarily a sin.
如果根据圣经这不是罪的话,
and if this is not a sin according to the Bible,
那么很清楚，他良心平安了,
then clearly their conscience is at peace.
他也告诉别人，你们良心也可以平安。
And they tell other people that your conscience can be at peace.
你不要再躲躲藏藏了。
You don't need to hide anymore.
有的人有娶了小三, 他是躲躲藏藏的。
Some people,
小三就是娶了姨太太。
Some people have,
在外面,
some people have an affair, and yeah, they don't feel peaceful.
那这他们一定躲躲藏藏的。
So of course they are in hiding.
但是现在根据圣经,
but now according to the Bible,
你看见吗? 现在这不是罪。
But now this is no longer a sin.
如果这是不是罪的话,
if that's not a sin,
那我都能够起来做这件事情。
Then I can do this thing too.
你们也可以做。
And you can do it too.
大家不要再躲在柜子里面。
No one needs to hide in the closet anymore. And everyone needs to be proud.
那你越骄傲,
and the more pride you have, you suppress the voice of your conscience even more. And from then on, you don't know that that is a sin.
你是罪人吗? 不是。
Are you a sinner? No.
最少在这件事上, 我没有犯罪。
At least in this matter, you have not
怎么知道的?
Sinned. How do you know?
是祭司说的。
It's what the priest said.
是学者说的。
It's what the scholar said.
是那些从巴比伦回来的人说的。
It's what those who came back from Babylon said.
你会觉得稀奇。
Don't you find it amazing?
我们昨天刚听说一件事。
Yesterday we heard.
有的人的哥哥是同性恋。
That there was someone whose brother was homosexual.
他的哥哥就向他抱怨,
and that brother complained.
他说我们在寻道会里面都被接纳，为什么在你们那里不被接纳?
He said, we are accepted in the Methodists. Why aren't we not accepted among you?
为什么在寻道会里接纳?
Why are they accepted among Methodists?
寻道会里面的圣经跟我们手中读圣经是一模一样的。
The Methodists read the same Bible that we read.
为什么有的人会转弯，有的人不会转弯?
So why do some people turn and some people don't?
非常清楚。
It's very clear.
这就是第二章给我们看见。
This is what verse two, I mean chapter two shows us.
前面第九节给我们看见。
What verse 9 says.
给我们看见说，今天你看见吗？
Today.
如果是一般人犯罪。
If a group of people sin.
他知道是罪。
They know that it's a sin.
他知道。
They know.
他还不知道在圣经里面可以合理化这些罪。
But they did not know that they can rationalize these sins
in the Bible. 他还不知道可以这样叫他良心平安的。
They didn't know that they can make their conscience at peace.
我要问弟兄姊妹，今天有一个运动。
Today there is a